The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
This is Cam. Bachelor Cam. Is that what we're referring him
Bachelor
to?
Cam. Bachelor Good Cam. Good morning.
Okay.
Morning, guys.
Dylan is his date agent.
Love
Dylan
it.
Has done this once before for a friend of his named Jem a couple years ago. He spent the better part of a month kind of sifting through applications, setting people up with his friend Jem that he thought would be a good fit. Lo and behold, they're not married, but they're living together, and they've been together for over 2 years now. They're blissfully happy, thanks to you, Dylan.
Yeah.
You're trying to do it again for Bachelor Cam.
You got it. 135 people over the weekend applied to be to go on a date with Bachelor Cam, and we spent Saturday, and I'm not kidding. I don't work Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
We spent hours going through every candidate, reading through every single one of them, searching every single one of them on social media, both Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, so you've been creeping all of these applicants.
Trying
You're not just kind of looking, reading, and going, yeah, good enough.
No, not at all. We my girlfriend and I, we were busy, and then we ended up phoning Cam as well over the weekend to kind of get more information on where he's at and what he's looking for. So I'm not just trying to set people up on dates.
Right.
For the fun of it. I am trying to find someone for Cam.
A life match.
Yeah, that's actually going to work out. And so it's somewhat difficult because Cam and I, we just started becoming friends, where Jem and I, we were friends for like years prior.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little more difficult to try to know exactly what he likes. That's why I keep calling you, Cam, and asking you questions. But listen, people want to date you.
It's important, Cam, that you're honest with Dylan through this entire thing. You know, he needs to know the true Cam all the way to mm-hmm. find your perfect match. Does it surprise you, Cam? It must be flattering to know. How many did you say?
135 over the weekend.
That's pretty good, Cam.
It's very flattering, to be honest. I was hoping for double-digit applications coming through. So, like, if I had heard there was 10, I would have been flattered at that number. But to hear 135, like, that blows my mind.
And that's just
like,
the start.
I'm very flattered.
Right. Now, Cam, my worry is, and like, you're a nice guy, and we've hung out a couple times here now, and I really like, you seem genuine and you seem wonderful. My worry, though, is that the same thing is going to happen to you that happens on social media to a lot of people and on the dating apps, which is, well, 135, like, what else is out there? What else is out there?
Well, that's
what
where you come in, Dylan.
Right?
You're only filtering in the ones you truly believe will work here.
And the beauty of Cam is I sent him the information, and he just said, listen, I don't want anything to do with it. You pick them. You mm-hmm. let me know when I need to go on a date, and then we'll go from there. So Cam isn't going to see 135 people.
Okay, yeah. He only sees the ones that you tell him about, or does he even see them before the date?
Some of them he will, some of them he will not.
Okay.
But no, he will not see 135 of them, and that is to take away, like, when you have too many options, like, you ever go to a buffet?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so hard to, like, imagine going to a buffet and just having tacos.
Right.
Knowing that sushi's right there.
Right.
And then right over there is pizza. And then right back there is dessert. Like, you're never going to just pick one.
So what are you saying? You're trying to get one of everything?
No, what I'm saying is I'm taking away the buffet. This isn't a buffet for Cam.
You're just giving him tacos.
Right? I'm just going to give him the ones
Megan,
that I believe.
Megan, grow up, Megan!
I'm just giving him the ones that I believe.
Wow.
Well, me and my girlfriend believe will be the one.
Okay.
So, Cam, just so people who still, I mean, you can still apply. It's kiss917.com. You can go on there. What are you looking for?
You know what? I'm looking for somebody to, like, go on adventures with. That's really my number one thing, is I want to, you know, go on trips, go on adventures. If you've been an outdoorsy person, so I love going out to the mountains, going hiking. I fell in love with the mountains.
Yes,
so,
Cam.
Yeah, I was going to say anything outdoors, from paddleboarding, kayaking, hiking, you know, skiing, snowboarding, like, I pretty much try to do it all. So that's kind of what I'm looking for first and foremost. And then somebody that, you know, I have obviously a real connection with. So I want to build from ground up, where it's like, hey, if we enjoy spending time together, then we can slowly build a solid foundation and hopefully one day end up being forever. And that's why I trust the process, Dylan, so much.
What about somebody who forget all that stuff, but instead says, hey, let's watch this The Octopus Murders on Netflix?
Oh, I don't know. I can't do scary movies. That's
it's
one
not
thing I
scary. It's a conspiracy
Octopus
documentary.
And yeah,
you will be hooked no. the minute you turn it on. It
come
is
on.
It's
come
all
on.
I can think about.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get home and watch the third episode.
I didn't even know this existed.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't know either.
Cam, when it comes to a family, what are you looking for?
I want to have a family. I'm 29. And so, obviously, I'm not dating just to date. I want to find somebody, the right one. And then, yeah, I want kids. I've always said I want to coach my kids in sports one day or coach them in whatever they're interested in. So that's kind of what I would love to have is I'd like some kids at some point.
Okay. And we talked on Saturday. We gave you a call, my girlfriend and I, and we talked about the fact of the age range because – That's a really tough one that comes up a lot right now with people going like, well, what age is okay? And I had kind of said 7 years either way earlier, but then on Saturday, I mean, you kind of summed it up great with just the maturity level thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I don't really care what age applies. I just want somebody to match my level of maturity. Of course, there's going to be moments where, you know, I have that immature side to me. I still have fun and everything, but like, if you're younger on, you know, in the mid 20s, young 20s, like as long as you're mature and you're serious, then I'm absolutely happy to go on a date. And then if you're, you know, in mid 30s, high 30s, that's also okay. As long as we, you know, connect on that maturity level.
Your person is your person.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. I just want to find the right one.
Okay, well, I'll put some posters up of Cam at the Three Robins Retirement Center where my parents live in Red Deer.
Lots of eligible widows down there.
He would do well.
We talked to, who was it? It was Taylor last hour, right? Mm-hmm. Taylor was one of the ones you picked, and you're going to set him up on a date with Taylor?
Yeah, Taylor, she's an accountant. She's 27 years old, and her friends described her as this really wonderful person. So she was one that, I mean, there's lots that we want to send him out, but we also have to keep in mind.
No, there's no we in this, Dylan. This is all on you. The pressure's
This is all on you. I'm pushing my chips all in for you.
But Taylor said that, because Dylan, you said, okay, so what is the thing about you that people might not like?
Right.
That she is a compulsive neat freak. Like, yeah. It is tidy, 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 tidy. And if, I guess, she said if she walked into your house, she wouldn't start cleaning it right away. But if it was messy, it'd be a mental note. Are you tidy, 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 tidy?
So, good question. I am. I like to always brag about that you can eat off my floors. They're pretty clean. When I take phone calls, sometimes I'm sweeping, sometimes I'm, you know.
Get yourself a Dyson, don't sweep.
I know. The man cave needs a Dyson where you just, or whatever it is, what, the Zumba or Roomba?
Uh-huh.
It's the Roombas where you just click and go. And so I was talking to my family over the weekend. They're like, oh, you need a Roomba just to click and go. That'll complement the man cave.
Keep in mind, when somebody says you can eat off the floors, does it mean because the table and counter are so dirty and you have to eat off the floors? Or is everything super tidy in Cam's life?
I like to think it's pretty tidy. Mm-hmm. I like to think it's pretty tidy, but... You know, okay. Everyone has a different version of tidy.
That's okay. So we know that the Taylor date is going to happen, Dylan. You have a few others. Are we meeting any more today?
Not today. Tomorrow we are meeting. We were supposed to meet another one coming up, but and it was a nomination from a sister.
Okay.
And we talked on the weekend. She was going to come on air this morning, except that she ended up texting me late last night. She got really sick and lost her voice.
Not cold feet, just sick and lost voice.
I was nervous about that because this is the one that my girlfriend thinks is going to end up winning the whole thing.
Oh, really? She's predicting it early?
Right, and we talked to her sister, and her sister sounds amazing. The family sounds amazing. So I was very excited to have that conversation. She says, can we push it a day, possibly two, depending on my voice?
Okay.
I was worried, though. Same thing. I thought, oh, no, not cold feet. Not this one. No, no, no.
Well,
but apparently...
This is a little public and nerve-wracking, right?
Sure, yeah. But she put her sister out there. Her sister has given the permission. And I don't know. I'm super excited about the whole process. You can still apply. Kiss917.com. You just fill it out. Megan, you got your hand up. Are you still wanting to apply?
No. But I do have two questions that came up quite a bit on the social media posts that I know that the ladies would love to know.
Okay.
So first and foremost, are you a fan of pets? Because we know you travel a lot, but everybody wanted to know, well, why doesn't he have pets? Is that a red flag? I don't know. Like, do you enjoy animals?
I do enjoy animals, so I guess I'll share a little something. I actually, my parents own a farm. So I actually grew up with a ton of animals, a wide range of animals, from horses, dogs, cats. So I just, with my travel, I unfortunately just can't have a pet because I have nobody to watch
the
animal. But I am very okay with pets. Mm. And, I guess that would answer the question.
You know, with the outdoors lifestyle, mm-hmm. your parents owning a farm and a love for pets, I think Robbie might apply.
Yeah, Robbie possible. Should.
It seems like your soulmate more than anything.
Hiking? Okay. We could go camp up on a mountain.
We've seen that movie. What is the question, the other question, Megan?
And then the other one is, do you have siblings / do you have a big family?
Yes.
Oh, good question. So I have 3 other siblings, so I'm a 1 of 4 kids, and older brother, younger brother, and a baby sister. So I come from a big family, and I am a big family person. So I'm a mama's boy through and through.
Are you an uncle?
I am not an uncle.
Not an uncle, no. Yeah. Okay.
No. Not yet.
Oh, perfect. I just got a text message that says, I'm listening right now. Not cold feet. I just don't have a voice.
Okay.
So that is okay. Cam, if you could, real quickly, your family is from out east, right?
Yes. They're from Ontario.
Whereabouts?
London, Ontario.
Okay, so yeah, your family's out there, and the way that you say my baby sister sounds like you're kind of protective.
Yes, she's the youngest of the 3 older brothers. Yeah, she...
she's got an army.
She struggles bringing any guy home.
Okay,
right.
Okay. All right.
And I'll give you one more opportunity here real quickly to... if you're so great, why are you single? Nah. What was your longest relationship?
Longest relationship was 5 years, and that came to an end last year, earlier to mid last year, and then took those 4 or 5 months to kind of, you know, get back in the groove. And
it was
then
amicable,
I
right? The breakup?
Yes, very amicable, absolutely. And now I'm trying to put myself back out there.
And just to be sure, and I don't know if you'll know this reference, but those who watch Love is Blind might indeed know the reference.
Okay.
We're not going to run into a Trevor situation where you
I
seem like a good guy,
God.
And then the internet reveals a bunch of stuff about you.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't watch Love is Blind. I'm actually, now I'm intrigued.
Get on it.
Yeah, there's just a guy that everybody liked, and all of a sudden, nobody likes him because some stuff came out after the show.
And then he cut off the mullet.
We're not going to find out any skeletons that's going to make us look bad, are we, Cam?
Absolutely not. Okay. No, there's no skeletons. I'm a pretty open book.
Well, we soft launched the Bachelor Cam kind of program here over the weekend at kiss917.com, and it was a tidal wave of work that Dylan has invested a lot of sweat equity into, and now the official launch is here. My God, Dylan, you're going to be busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with it. I think it's great. I think Cam deserves to find happiness, and to be honest, out of the 135 people, they all deserve to find happiness. And I wish this could be my full-time job, just matching people up.
Yeah, well, you could make it that if you're 2 for 2.
Yeah, well,
after
let's
your
try.
Friend Jem and now Cam. So, Cam, we'll chat with you, I guess, what, in a few days? But you'll be talking to him on and off and letting him know when the dates
Absolutely.
Are?
Absolutely, and he leaves on the 13th for work. So we're going to get dates in before the 13th.
Okay, when do we think the first date's going to happen?
I got to talk to Cam.
You got to arrange it? Okay.
Midweek
let
to
us know
later this week.
The first date has been identified.
Okay.
Yep. Taylor, okay. Thank you, Cam, for your time. Have a great morning.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Cheers. See you later. All right. There's Cam. Go to kiss917.com. One of the other comments that's on the Kiss Edmonton Instagram an awful lot, in fact, a disturbingly large amount. Why do all the good ones come out when I'm already taken? I read that several times on the comments, and I thought, what?
I did a lot of responding back to people, and I'm just like, what is going on? Also, no more Libra slander.
Okay.
We love
He's
Libras.
A Libra. Libras. Okay. Well, what were you going to say, Dylan?
Someone just texted wondering how tall Cam is. Cam is a tall drink of water. So tall that he says he often lies about his height.
Why? Downplays his height?
Yeah. He's 6'4", and he will say 6'2".
That's the Why? Rules.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
That's the rules.
On a dating app, if I see a guy say 5'10", I know he's 6'2".
What?
What?
Yeah.
No, that never happened.
Oh, 100%.
Really?
It's because normally when, like, you see the guy, though, that then will go out of his way to say 6'4", and you see him with a picture of buddies, and they all look the same height, you're like, okay, you're actually 5'10". There's some math.
But why would someone 6'2 say they're 5'10"?
It's because the thing is, though, is that so many women, unfortunately, only want to date taller men. They don't like the short kings.
So why not put your 8'3"
Don't they want
the
triple six?
Yeah.
Well, and then they'll get upset if they lie about their height. So it's better to basically undersell yourself and then overpresent when you show up.
What's the triple six?
6 feet, mm-hmm. 6 figures.
6 inches.
6'6". Well, if these guys are getting rid of inches, I know somebody that'll take them.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right. Did that make sense to you, what you were just listening to, or are you confused?
I have no idea what was happening back there.
Well, I was...
I'm just really ticklish, so I must have made it worse.
When it was time to get new jeans, Mom would make sure that we weren't buying too much material, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Seems weird.
So Jessica's date with Cam is when, Dylan?
Saturday at noon.
Okay. So Cam has already had one date. You okay with that, Jessica?
All good for him.
Okay.
Jessica, 27 years old, no children.
Okay.
Two dogs.
Yeah.
And always up for a little bit of anything.
Yeah.
She likes working out. She likes traveling. And she has a job, which I'm very interested in because it sounds awesome. She's a purchaser, whichever. I don't know what that means.
Aren't
exactly.
We all?
No, but she uses other people's money.
Oh, well, that's how I'd like to. I use the bank's money.
Right? Yeah. So she is a purchaser. She gets to shop for a living, but with other people's money.
Neat. Shop for what?
Yeah. So I work for a manufacturer in Edmonton. Mm-hmm. So it's an engineer to order company. So all the materials come down to me and I go out to buy.
That's
so
it.
Yeah, I get to spend people's money all day long.
Fun. Okay.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Dylan said you like to work out. I just want to give you the heads up. Like a lot of people say they like to work out. Cam intentionally gets up at 5 a.m. to work out. Is that too much for you?
I'm not a morning person. I'm definitely more of I'll go to the gym after work. Okay. I cannot at 5 a.m.
Okay, this is a good question. I think this is important to cover. Now, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but again, we're looking for our forever match.
That's the plan. Jessica, are you looking for your forever, or are you just looking for a date?
No, I'm open to whatever happens out of this. There's no, pressure on anything on this.
What time does your alarm go off every morning, Jessica?
6:30. So that's why I can't do 5 a.m. That's
right.
Just too much.
And how many times do you press snooze, Jessica?
3 times.
3 times. Because Cam doesn't strike me as a snoozer.
No.
Cam strikes me as one of those, another day of opportunity kind of guys.
He does.
Right? Yeah. I don't know if I could get with that.
Yeah. Snooze 3 times, but work out in the after work.
Okay,
type of thing.
It's an after work. Okay. And why are you not in a relationship? What happened? Where have you been in one and it stunk? Are you wounded? Are you just giving up? What's going on? What's the love status?
I was in a relationship over 2 years ago and no one's caught my attention to go into a relationship. I think to date for me there needs to be intention, so that's why I haven't dated anyone officially since then.
Have you seen Cam?
Yeah, I see the picture of the ones that you guys posted.
Now he's talking about cutting his hair.
I'm a fan of the long hair.
Okay.
You like the long hair.
I'm a fan of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to see him with short hair. I'll send you a picture. So he is stunning.
It's interesting you say that you want to date and date with intention, not just date casually, because that was one of Cam's things, right? That's why Cam kind of quit dating was he's like, I'm busy. I travel a lot for work. I've got a busy lifestyle that's important to me. I need somebody that can keep up with me, but I'm not going to just casually date people because I want somebody who's in it for the same reasons. Cam said almost that exact same thing, right, Dylan?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little connection point, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and I do travel a lot as well, so I understand that.
For leisure or for work?
For fun.
For fun, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Last break. He's looking for someone to go on adventures with.
Best vacation you've ever been on, Jessica?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
I would say last year I went to Italy and Spain with my best friend and cousin.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Your best friend is your cousin, or you went with a best friend and a cousin?
No, I went with my best friend and then my cousin.
Equally as good a question, Dylan. Didn't get the credit for that one as much.
No, we didn't. Ideal date, you say, getting dressed up and going to a fancy cocktail bar.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe we're sending you to a cocktail bar, but let me check the schedule because I'm so many.
It's a different date for every place. He's very, very busy, Jessica, trying to arrange all of this. And Cam's enjoying it just simply getting a message telling him where to go and when to be there.
Western Barcode is where you're heading to. I've never been there.
So, no, I've never been there, so I'm excited to check it out.
It will be wonderful. You guys will have a it serves great cocktails, it says on Google. So, hey, there you go.
Honestly, I'm good for a beer, too. It doesn't matter.
Jessica, really quickly, before we go, because we know you've got to go into work and start spending people's money.
I sent you a picture of him with short hair, Jessica, if you want to just open that up, because holy hell.
So you know, and I learned it for the first time today, that Cam is, and this is not Cam being indifferent to your connection that you might have on the date, but Cam is barred from Dylan from saying, I'd like to see you again, or getting your phone number.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's just, he's got to go play along with those rules. So if you leave thinking, God, he didn't even seem like he didn't even ask for my number, it's because he's not allowed.
No.
Not because he wanted.
Okay.
He didn't want to. Okay?
No, because what I don't want to have happening is he's going to be texting you and you're getting a connection behind the scenes and I'm not part of it.
And you're not part of it.
I need to be part of it until I let him flutter his wings into the reality of his new life.
Right. You want to at least give him his first week and a half of this.
Absolutely. So, okay. Jessica, did you see the picture I sent?
Yeah, it's good. He can pull off long and short. Yeah, so that's a plus.
Either one's A-OK.
Are you feeling a little competitive in this situation, though? Like, you know, when you go and look at an apartment or a place to rent and there are other people looking?
Right.
Even if you don't like the place, you're like, who do you think you are?
Right.
This is my place unless I don't want it. Are you feeling a little competitive with the others?
No, I don't think so. I think this is all fun and games. So, like, it's fair game for everyone.
It's not.
It's up to them.
It's not fun and games.
This is not fun. This is serious.
This is love.
Dylan has to find his forever by the end of the month.
You could be it, Jessica. We don't know yet. It will all come down to Saturday and how you guys. Remember, this is beautiful because she might not like Cam. I don't know how, but she might not like Cam.
Yeah.
We will find out Saturday at noon. We wish you luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica. Go spend other people's money, okay?
Yeah, that's a cool job.
Yeah, I will.
And buy something for me while you're at it, all right?
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
So Jessica only has a handful of minutes. This is why you've been panicking. You're making him stress, Jessica.
I'm sorry.
He knows you have to get in your car and get going, so...
I really appreciate you taking the time, Jessica. But finding love's important.
But only if it's for 3 quick minutes.
Yeah, only on a time schedule here.
Okay, so when was Jessica's date?
Jessica ended up going on the early Saturday date.
Which was?
Which would have been at noon at Western Barcode, I think it was called.
Red.
Got a 6:46 p.m. text on Saturday from Jessica. Very kind of you to message.
Yeah, I didn't know if I should give you a recap or not. I didn't know, like, the exact rules. So I was
he's got a lot of rules with this
I love that you did. Now, Cam really enjoys these updates because Cam doesn't know anything, right? No one says anything to Cam. Cam doesn't say anything to anyone. So everyone's kind of, like, waiting on the reveal.
I'm assuming because you have these rules, they can't say they want a second date like that. They're not allowed to talk after the date? They can't text?
Cam doesn't have numbers. They don't have numbers. Cam doesn't – there is no – ability to contact each other, which is by design.
Okay.
And he was following the rules really hard on that date because every time like we were talking about like a suggestion, he's like, oh, I wish I could like let you know, but I can't. So he was following those rules.
Yes, Cam.
Rules, Dylan. They're getting in the way of love. They're not helping.
Yeah, you wrote, hey, Dylan, thanks for setting up the date. I was pleasantly surprised with everything and a thumbs up. So how did the date go, Jessica? It was an early Saturday date, knowing full well that he had a late Saturday date after.
Yeah, so I'll be honest, I went to Beer Fest on Friday, and I was, like, kind of hurting that morning. I was I was like, I hope he doesn't see it on my face, but I was a little bit sore that morning, so, yeah. And the fact that we were at a pub, I was like, I'm going to have a beer, and I did, but it took an hour to get down. Yeah.
What was it like when you saw Cam for the first time in real life?
So we actually, like, didn't go into the pub at first. I sat in my car because I got there early because I'm terrified of being like set up. Mm-hmm. So I just waited there for a few minutes before he got there, and he parked right beside me. We both looked at each other and pointed. We're like, yep. And then we like walked in together.
Serendipity. Oh, nice. It was meant to happen. They found parking spots next to each other.
How was the conversation?
Honestly, since I had, like, no expectations going in, I think that was the best way to do it. And I actually had, like, a really good time with him. And that I, like, know as soon as, like, I go on a first date with someone, if, like, I want to see them again, or I just, like, know right away.
So you knew right away?
Yeah, I would totally, like, hang out with him again.
Mm-hmm. Had he had his hair cut by this time, Dylan?
No, he's getting his hair cut tomorrow.
Okay, so you had the long-haired version of Cam. Everybody is getting less Cam.
Yeah.
I like the long hair version.
Oh, just wait till you see the short hair. I mean, both versions are great.
The bald version would be pretty good as well.
Yeah, so. I think so.
So you had chemistry? You felt that there was chemistry?
I had a good time.
Now, listen, here's the thing. A lot of us have met Cam, and he's very affable. He's very cordial. He's got charisma, right? Like, he's very likable and easy to talk to. It's probably why he's so good at his job of being a salesperson.
Sure.
Did you feel like you were a client, or did you feel like you were a date?
No, it was like, it went both ways. So it felt like a date, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the situation at the end of the date? How did it end?
Oh, saying bye at the end of a date is so awkward, I feel like, in general.
Right.
So we're like, he's like, this is the awkward part. He's like, so we just like hugged and we said our goodbyes.
Okay, was this because he's been known to give half hugs in some of these dates.
Well, because he's in such a rush.
I know.
He's got a date 20 minutes later, Dylan.
So, I got a full hug.
Nice. This is a good sign.
Are they allowed to kiss, Dylan? Wait, I don't know all your rules here. If they're allowed to let just their feelings take over
time, they could kiss. Yeah. I don't know about a first date if they're going to be kissing. That's kind of awkward when he's got a date in a couple hours.
But when you know, don't you?
I don't know if you know. I think that Cam will know, and I'm not going to speak for Cam, although I've talked to Cam, but he's going to know, and he's still going to have to go on another date.
Now, is Cam giving you feedback, but you're not revealing it because of his obligation to do all of these dates? Or do you know nothing about his feelings either?
I know a little bit about his feelings.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're keeping that under wraps until the rose ceremony,
which is later this week. The rose ceremony is when everyone's going to find out.
So, Jessica, sounds like you would definitely like to see him again.
Yeah, I'd be up for it.
Would you say there was a spark?
We definitely have, like, a lot of the same, like, perspectives. And, like, I feel like we're both, like, kind of the same in some sort. So I always have to go on another date, for sure.
But you left feeling good?
Yeah. And usually, like, on some dates, I'm like, yep, never want to see you again.
You know, the nice thing about this rule of that you can't text afterwards is that you don't find yourself constantly looking at your phone wondering if he's going to text you again.
He is not going to text you again. Like, you will just be...
It's nice not to have that, whereas if it was a regular date, you'd be like, well, how come this guy isn't texting? We had a really good time,
Of course. It takes away all of the questions, and that's why we did it by design.
I actually prefer it this way. So I had no expectations going in, so it turned out quite well.
Awesome. Yeah.
But
well,
you
that's
would
really
be pleased if you found out you made it to the next round. Okay. Well, thank you, Jessica. And it was happy to meet you, and I'm sure Cam was probably happy to meet you.
Cam will talk about the dates coming up, though. Okay. He can say anything he wants.
Thank you so much, Jessica.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Paige is the second last date, with Jody being the final one on Sunday. They're going to go to the casino downtown.
Oh, is that a good thing or a bad thing, Paige?
It's a great thing. I love a good gambling.
I love a good gambling.
Amen to that. Okay, well, this whole thing is a gamble.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
I like my odds.
You like your odds.
Paige is younger. She's 26 years old. She has no children. She's a behavior analyst working in pediatrics with children with autism. She has no pets. Her friends say she's a great storyteller, occasionally funny, very caring, and an appropriate level of high maintenance. Oilers, girls' night, sports, hiking, shopping, reading, cooking. Those are her interests. And her vices, says right here, sports gambling. So,
oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah, a little plus 500, minus 200. She knows all that lingo, huh?
I don't know, yeah.
What does the appropriate level of high maintenance mean?
Oh, that's an excellent question. So, I mean, the outdoors is great. And, like, I'm going to go hiking during the day, but I'm obviously going to come home in a nice bed afterwards. You're going to have some balance with it all.
So you're one for being outdoors, but just not too damn long.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
You're not asleep on the grounder.
Absolutely not.
Right, I'll go hiking with you, but I'm not sleeping on the rocks, for God's sake.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, all right, that's good. Let's see, what else do we have here with Paige? I'm running out of questions, Dylan. Ask all of them before the date goes.
How come you don't have pets?
I work a busy life, so I don't want to leave pets at home, but I have a beautiful Australian Shepherd at my parents' place that I can go visit.
Okay.
That's the best kind.
So get your snugs in that way.
Exactly.
26 years old. Why are you single?
You know, just haven't met Cam yet.
Oh!
Good answer.
I like
good
that a
answer.
Lot.
Wow.
I like that a lot.
Good.
6'4", is that intimidating?
You're 6'4"?
No. Is that intimidating that Cam's 6'4"?
Oh. You know, it's nice to have a foot on you, that's for sure.
Okay. Oh, wow, okay.
He's a full foot taller than you?
He is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is going to be wonderful. Casino, you guys are going to go. Put some money. Black 17. Never will steer you wrong. Make sure you do that.
Of course.
And then, you have the Saturday night date, which, I mean, it's going to be great. I think that it really can go a lot of different ways. Is it something that you were super excited when you saw him? Was it something you just thought, we'll do this? Your friends made you do it? How did it come to be?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I might have done it after a night out when I woke up at like 6 in the morning. I was probably still maybe a little tipsy, and I was like, this looks great. I'm going to sign up. And I did it at that time.
Little liquid courage, Dylan.
Yeah,
do you regret doing it now that you're going on the date?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, awesome.
What is, Paige, the one thing? Is there one thing? I don't know. The one thing that Cam could do on the date where you would go, oh, no, done. Check, please. Oh. I'm out.
If he's not good at gambling, that would have to be the...
that's losing a lot of money.
But that's a chance, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, is it? I don't know.
It's if you think it's skill... You might need to know.
I'm worried
to set
about
a
the
limit.
Two of them. Are they going to leave? Like, come on, one more. Let's go. Come on.
No, set a limit. Stay within it.
Well, that's why I'm a behavior analyst. I know how it works. Okay. So I'm all good.
What is a behavior analyst? Explain this to me.
Oh, that's okay. So behavior analyst is essentially a profession where, in my role, what we would be looking at is just supporting kiddos to increase functional living skills so they can access different things in their environment.
Gamble better.
Possibly, if they want to gamble, I can work on that too. If it was gambling, you'd look at maybe how to decrease maybe not so desired behaviors that we are either dangerous or unsafe. So maybe unsafe gambling, we could look at that. So, but I can help myself with that, so it's all good.
So can you turn that off while you're on a date, or are you just constantly applying what you've learned at work and your profession to a date? Like if
on
you see
date.
His body language or his nonverbal
absolutely.
Communication, you can just analyze everything that's going on better than most. Okay, it's a good advantage.
At the end of the date, I definitely plan to give him a nice full report so he can take that with him.
Okay. So you might have Cam is limited. He is barred by Dylan from saying he had a nice time, from saying he wants to do it again, from giving you a phone number, but you might have that leg up because you can assess some of the nonverbal communication to know what he's thinking.
Oh, yes, I absolutely will.
Very smart.
I'm excited for this. This is going to happen 5:00 on Saturday. You have a couple hours with Cam, and then I think he's got to get to hockey. So he's very busy. He has a date before you. We tried to give him a couple hours off before he comes to the date. So if you're ready for competition and a little bit of chance, it's going to happen.
Who's the date before Paige?
Jessica, Western Barcode. Then it goes Paige at Grand Villa Casino, and then Jody will be Vise for Pies on Sunday.
Okay, it's a tough spot for the early Saturday date because he's like, I gotta go up, got another date. That's an awkward.
It's all part of The Bachelor.
Okay.
Someone's gonna win. Well, he's gonna hand out roses. Yeah. This is the final person as we do the first round
of
dates.
But if nothing else, we hope you have a nice time, Paige, and thank you for entering.
Thank you.
It was
I appreciate it.
Nice talking to you. Can you spot a liar easily because of your training?
Of course.
You can?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a skill.
Yeah.
That's something you want to learn, right? You take that with you everywhere you go.
Yeah. Well, we're curious to get your review of whether he's genuine and sweet and as nice as everyone so far has said he is.
Yeah. It's almost like we need to set up a reunion show or something next week and have everybody on when he's
I don't mind
here.
That. That's pretty good.
Okay. Thank you, Paige.
For the chart. Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a great weekend. Enjoy your date tomorrow night with Cam. All right, so that's it there. Have we met everybody that's going to be occupied this weekend?
That is everybody.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So now Paige was when? Paige was Saturday?
Paige was Saturday night after we filmed our commercial. And that's when Megan and I...
Okay,
just wait to know? Spy. Does Paige know that we were spying?
Yeah,
yeah, we ended up we ended up hanging out with him for a bit.
Did that make it more awkward, Paige?
You know what? More the merrier. It was a good time.
Did it turn into like the four of you hanging out?
At the roulette table it did.
Yeah.
Okay. So Paige, you said you were a big gambler. You liked you were going to a casino that Dylan arranged that date.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Saturday night at the casino doesn't get much better than that. And then you throw Cam into the mix. Gotta love it.
Yeah, it seemed like, we walked in shortly after your date started, and it seemed like there was some great chemistry right off the start. You guys look incredible together. Oh, my God.
Cute.
What a couple. And we got to meet you and Cam, and it was awesome because we overheard, like, the first 20 minutes of the date while we were sitting at the roulette table.
This is before they knew you were there?
No. We all were sitting there together, and it sounded like a lovely start to the date.
Did you get any one-on-one time, Paige?
We did. We did some roulette with the whole group kind of date activity, and then after we got our casino fill, then we went for dinner. So we did get some time alone as well. So it was a good balance.
Dylan didn't join you for dinner?
No, I was on a run.
Yeah, he was busy trying to win back what I lost.
Okay, gotcha.
This is Megan's money back.
This is how Megan summarized her trip to the casino with you, Dylan. I kept putting my money in things. And getting none back. It was okay.
It wasn't under his advice. I did that willingly.
Yeah. So I guess, did you win or did you lose a lot of money, Paige? Was it a profitable night for you at least?
You know what? It wasn't too bad. I think I came home with a whopping $25.
Nice.
So I will take that. That's up, right? Mm-hmm. So girl math. I think Cam got a little bit more. I think he came home with around maybe 40, somewhere in there. So, yeah, big winner. We love to see that.
Okay, so was the real win, though, in the...
My 1,100?
What?
Yeah, baby!
Dylan, you are the luckiest human being I know.
Black 17?
Yeah, as soon as I...
You went hard for his Black 17, that is for sure.
But did you win in romance? How was the date?
Yeah,
Paige?
Remember you said that you can tell people and what they're feeling, and what did you call it? It's part of your job.
As like, yeah, behavior analyst.
Yeah. So you already know how it went, I guess.
Yeah, like I think, yeah, I definitely think I got a decent read on it. I think it went good. I think in Cam's job, I mean, I'm sure he also in sales knows how to read some people. So I think there's some friendly competition in reading each other. But I think it was good.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, like, let me show you a picture. They look so cute together.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice picture.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Cam showed up in a backwards baseball hat, huh?
Yeah, I know. That was confused by that.
Look at casual. Oh, gentleman.
Give him a break. Mm. It's casual.
Did that bother you that he was wearing a baseball cap for a date?
I thought he looked great in the hat.
He did.
He does.
He looks great in anything.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not a problem there.
And then so you went and you had dinner. And how long was the date all in?
Oh, gosh. I think it was like 3.5, somewhere in there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you cut it short, didn't you? Didn't you have to get somewhere?
I did have plans, yeah. So I had to get going, but Cam was super understanding of that, but it was good.
Well, hold on a second. You had plans on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock?
Okay, Dylan. So yeah. Dylan arranged this date for us Friday. I'm a planner, so I had plans to meet for a drink with one of my girlfriends. And then I was like, we have to rearrange our Saturday plans because I have this date with Cam at the casino. So, but I wasn't going to cancel my plans on my friend. So we still were able to meet with her.
And Cam really appreciated that you stuck to the plan
with the girlfriend. Yeah.
And he was more than happy to get you out in time, which, I mean, you guys had 3.5 hours.
Look, just to be clear here, and I want total transparency, was this one of those plans that you have in case the date doesn't go well?
You know what? Surprisingly, or I guess not surprising, it was, no, the plans were made by, like, Wednesday of the week,
Friday, I got this call from Dylan. And so, yeah, it was pre-planned.
So if there wasn't that plan, would the date have gone longer?
I don't know. Maybe. I like to think so. Okay. But okay. I know, yeah, Cam's trying to keep things fair.
A lot of rules yep. Dylan has put in place. So you would like to see him again? That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Does your experience as a behavior analyst, does it maybe tip that he would like to see you again on the nonverbal communications side of things?
You know what? I'm going to keep my cards to myself for that one. Oh. And then we'll see. But it's not looking too bad.
So we'll talk to Cam and get a recap of his 309 dates that he had over the weekend. Dylan's got him just going, moving around like crazy. The process, are you familiar with the process page from here?
Not really. Okay. I've heard little bits, but not entirely.
Okay.
Yeah, the way that it goes is Cam is going to pick two from the six that he's gone on a date with.
We've had six so far.
Yeah, those two will go to the finals.
Okay.
And then we're doing one more week of dating when he gets back from his work trip. I think he's going to New York.
Okay.
So we'll do one. I'll set up another week of dating, and then he'll pick another two. It'll be the final four. From there, we will. And there's some debate going on with my girlfriend and I as we're planning this. But her idea, and I like it, is they all go out. The final four all go out on the exact same date.
Together at the same
time? No, just everyone will go on the exact same date so Cam can judge how they are in the atmosphere, what it's like, and focus on the person.
You can't say like, we walked around the cemetery and visited my dead grandpa for one, and the other one we went to Chuck E. Cheese.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they'll all go on the same date, and then from there, Cam will pick hopefully the person he wants to spend the rest of his life with.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Welcome, Bachelor Cam, this morning. Good morning, Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. All right. So, are you nervous right now, Cam?
A little bit, to be honest. It's Dylan did too good of a job.
Dylan, explain what Cam is about to do.
Quite honest.
Cam has gone on seven dates. He's a single guy. Six dates, sorry. He's a single guy. Over March, he's gone on six different dates that I've set him up on in hopes to find love. We will narrow it down to two this morning. One right now, and then one at 8 o'clock. He will release the two names. So right now, just one, Cam. It's not that bad. You just have to tell us one of them. And then they'll stand by as he goes on six more dates. We'll narrow that down to two. And then finally, we'll have the final four and the Bachelor. Hopefully, we'll find the love of his life.
So two rounds, six dates apiece.
Yep.
He selects two from each round.
You got it.
He has finished round one. He is about to select the first of the two finalists.
And a good time with every one of them. Hey, Cam?
Great time with every one of them. They all had great different attributes that I really enjoyed, like getting to know and different, you know, personalities. But I had to make the tough decision to narrow it down to two.
And we're all aware that Abby, one of your dates, Abby has backed out.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But she said, I don't want anything to do with this chump.
That's not what she said. She wanted nothing to do with the radio.
Is that what it was? Okay. Yeah. So Abby is out, so you're selecting from five. Now, are the six that are coming, because Cam, you go to New York for work for leave tomorrow, right? And you're gone for a few days, so you're dating again starting next week. Will be the first of the second round of dates.
I sent Dylan in.
Yes, Monday the 18th.
This morning.
Do you have anybody lined up already, Dylan, or you were still taking applications?
Still taking applications. Have a couple lined up. Talked to somebody yesterday, and they seemed like an absolute delight. Cam, I got a question for you, honestly, because when you hear, "Hey, we're going to do Bachelor Cam," originally after we did speed dating, that kind of sounds exciting and fun. Going on dates, exciting and fun, but does it make it harder that I picked a bunch of people that were exciting and fun?
Yes, very much so. It's like I said, like you pick six incredible women. And
well, that Abby doesn't think you're really, she wants nothing to do with you.
She was still great, though. Like, I still really enjoyed my date with her, and the radio just wasn't really... You know, her cup of tea. So
yeah, she's shy.
It's unorthodox. It's a weird way of doing things.
Yeah, it is. It's,
okay.
You know, I respect that.
So, maybe in the next round, you'll put a few duds in there on purpose to see how those go. So he doesn't have such a good time. Wouldn't want that.
Well, no, I think it's so hard. It would be so hard to go on. Like, it would be wicked to go on six dates and have someone that was amazing and five people that weren't.
Right.
That would be great. That would make it easy. That would make it wonderful. But for him, I mean, after every date I talked to him, he said he had a great time. I said, Cam, you don't have to lie to me. Like, that's like, you just tell. He's like, no, man, I had a great time. And then I just thought, well, this is going to make it harder.
Well, exactly. So just so I'm clear, and Dylan, I know you've got this entire month and this experiment with Cam kind of scheduled down to the letter.
Yes.
Right? Everything has to happen. But if at any point Cam were to say, let's say this morning Cam were to say, I choose blank. And I don't want to keep doing this. He's free to do that, right?
Yeah, I don't have a gun to his head.
Okay.
Absolutely not. But
Just a lot of other rules. Right?
I do have a lot of rules, and I want to find him the love of his life. That's my hope, honestly. Like, I want this to work out. Like, I have Jem and Chris, who just got engaged, who I set up 2-3 years ago.
Right.
And I feel really proud that I was able to do that for her, and she was able to find somebody, not just like,
it's amazing,
somebody that she's going to spend the rest of her life with.
But Cam, you understand, you don't have to be kind to Dylan and all of the work he's put into this here. If you think you've found the person, you can stop all of this at any time.
Oh, I'm well aware of that, but you know, I out of respect for him, he's done a lot of work, and I want to see the process through, because
you better.
He's already reached out and contacted, you know, people for the next round, and
there have been multiple places.
Right. So Dylan, you'd be like, oh man, but I did all this work, and you're already in love.
Yes. No. If you were like, listen, I want you to go on second dates with people you really, really felt a connection with. I don't want you to just take somebody on a second date or give them a rose because you feel, maybe. If there is only a maybe, then just pick one. I want it to be absolutely something that you're like, oh, no, there's a romantic connection. I want to know more about this person.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Is it fair to say, though, Cam, that it's you, even if there was the one right now, that you're still seeing the process through? So it could be us thinking, like, you could be fooling all of us right now and go, oh, I totally know the one, but out of respect for Dylan, I'm going to see the process through. Is there any way we could maybe think that? Or
there could be a way you guys could think that. I am very set to see the process through.
What a guy. And playing the cards process there, Dylan.
So. That's good. That's all right.
Okay, well, let's do it here. The six names, well, five. We'll, Abby, get out of here. Abby wants nothing to do with any of this anymore. Dylan, the six names were?
Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And then we had Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
We had Paige. We had Jody. And we had Aaron.
Okay. And Abby.
Well, Abby was the one, but Abby decided the radio wasn't for her.
She's shy. That's
fine. No problem at all. We love you, Abby. Thank you.
So, Cam, those are your five.
All right. Well,
remember, you're only doing one right now, and at 8 o'clock you release the other name.
Ooh, but for those that are really playing the game, I feel like Megan and I, who like to watch these trashy shows, you see,
yes.
Megan and I are going to read into this selection.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
Is the person he selects first the one he really likes? Or
exactly.
Is he saving the best for last? Does he know we're thinking his first selection? Megan. Pay close attention, Megan.
Okay.
The first rose goes to...
The first rose goes to somebody that I felt a great connection with. We had a lot of laughs on the first date. We shared, you know, I felt like... a lot about ourselves, and I really got to know this person, and it just so happened Dylan decided to crash that day.
Is that Jody?
That is Paige.
Do you know what I did instinctively? I already put her as rose number one
you
on
thought
my project.
So. Yes.
Megan thought that.
Okay. Woo! So Paige is the first one in.
You guys looked great together.
You did. It was so fun.
Thank you.
Paige was the casino date. Paige was the one who's like a behavior analyst.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fooling her, Cam. She reads language for a living.
Yeah, I even showed her my emo pics.
And?
Because I wanted to see if she could tell me what was wrong with me.
Is she concerned for you?
She is.
All right. So Cam has selected Paige, the first of two.
Oh, that's awesome.
From the first round. So what, an hour from now we'll talk to Cam again?
Yeah, I got to call Paige or text Paige and let her know.
Oh, she'll be...
Because Cam can't.
It just feels weird to be like, hey, you were selected.
Love.
She's moving on.
It's got a real arranged wedding feel to it so far. I don't know.
A little bit.
It's good.
Thank you, Cam.
Oh, yes. Tom.
Thanks, guys. Right. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll talk to you next hour.
All right, chat later.
See ya. Does Cam know who number two is, or is he going to appreciate this extra hour tomorrow?
I don't know. The last I talked to him, there were three that he was, and he wasn't 100% sure.
Okay.
So.
Or was he saying he's,
I don't know.
He's playing the game like the rest of us?
Right, wow. I guess so.
Paige! Paige is in. Oh, woo! It's round number two.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
And the thing is, it's going perfectly. This whole thing has
all
been
all according
perfect.
To your rigid schedule and plan, is it?
Absolutely, okay. Except for the fact that he decided to give the rose to Paige, and we didn't ask if she actually wanted it.
Right. We kind of glazed over that. So right. Paige was the casino date. Paige was the one that Dylan and Megan crashed on Saturday to watch them and hang out with them. But then they went to dinner afterwards. Then Paige said, I've got to go. I've got a plan. I've made plans with a friend. So at 10 o'clock, she said, see you later. But when we talked to you yesterday, you said you had a lovely time. You really enjoyed it. So, Paige, it's up to you now. Cam has said, here's a rose. I'd like you to come into the final four. So, Paige?
I would gladly accept the rose.
Oh, we're making love happen, baby! Oh, that's awesome.
Did you hear him select you?
You know, I missed it, which is unfortunate, but I'm glad to be here.
And are you, did you have a feeling that he would select you?
Oh, you know, I had a good read, but you never know. So I'm glad to have it verified.
Okay, stop everything. Stop everything.
Yeah.
Okay, stop everything.
Why? What are you stopping?
I'm sorry. I don't want to do this to you. I know how much work you've put into this.
Why?
And I don't know if I'm wrong here. Okay.
Okay.
See, because Paige is a behavior analyst.
Yes.
Is that the right word? Analyst? Ah. Analysis-assist, right? Paige, that's your job, right?
Correct.
So you can read other people. You can look at their behaviors, their tics, their fidgeting, their body language, their inflection, their tone, and you can kind of get a good idea on who they are. You're a good judge of character, so to speak, correct?
Perhaps.
Well, I fancy myself a pretty good judge of character
okay,
right now.
Okay, all right.
And I hear, and I don't know anybody else, if you're listening to this, right? Did you pick up on the fact that it sounded like, when I said, Paige, did you expect this?
Right.
All right. I'm sorry to bring this to a screeching halt.
You did, and but, I don't know what you're doing.
I'm going to call it the way I'm going to call it. Okay.
Robbie, do you know what he's doing?
I have no idea.
She said, did you accept? Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe. The way she delivered it sounds like, oh, I think she knew.
How did she know?
I think she's pretending that she didn't know, but I think she knew. And I'm not saying Cam is that they're working some sort of angle in the background.
They don't even have each other's number.
I'm just thinking that this might be a pretty positive relationship.
Well, yeah, that's why he gave her the rose.
I'm suspicious about it.
Why would you be suspicious?
Just going, I think she knew she was. I think she was confident she was going to get picked. There's a spark much bigger than she's downplaying it right now. She's doing the, well, we'll see what happens. When I think we won't see what happens, I think we're going to know what happens. I'm calling it.
Okay.
I'm calling it.
You think?
Right now.
Okay.
I'm doing it.
Paige and Cam, what do you want us to write
down? Even though I like Aaron better. I'm just going to say that right now. But I like Aaron, but I'm going to tell you, I think the two of them together seem like it's a thing.
They look good together. Megan and I got to see them together. They are a very beautiful couple.
I blame them for losing my money. I was so distracted.
The way she said, oh, I don't know, it sounds like, yo, I totally know.
Wouldn't that just be a cute way to answer?
That's the vibe I got.
Okay. Paige, I mean, thank you for accepting the rose, and you're fine to sit on the sidelines while you go out on six other days.
She knows this thing's going to end with her. I already know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yep. She wants that bypass.
See how cool she is with all of this. Yeah, okay. Of course. Let him date anybody he wants. I don't care. I know how this thing's going to end. She knows it, Dylan.
Okay.
Together forever, him and Paige.
It's very possible.
And collected.
And the only thing I'm basing it on is how she said, well, I don't know. That's the only thing I'm basing it on.
Well, as someone who is there and got to see their body language firsthand, there was interest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised by this, I'll tell you that.
So, Paige, you can take a breather and wait for a handful of days, although I'm sure they're probably messaging in the background. She's probably going with them to New York.
How on earth would they message each other?
I know it.
Okay. Are you going to New York today, Paige?
I really
wish I was, but sadly, I am not.
No. Okay. Man. Yeah. All right. Really what you thought. Thank you, Paige.
So, Paige, you go. You just hang out. Dylan, you'll contact her when round the finals start and all of that. Okay. So, congratulations. Oh, it just feels weird saying that. It's just like, way to go.
We're happy that you made it.
We're happy you're in round two. Thank you very much. Or you're into the final round, I should say. Thank you very much, Paige.
Thank you.
Okay. Love you. Enjoy your day.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Hi, Cam.
Hey, guys.
How'd your meeting go? Is this sounds pretty good meeting? Did you do a lot of business?
Yeah, I got a lot of business. I was meeting with some people overseas. So,
did you talk about the latest quarter and how the latest quarter is looking and the numbers between quarter two and quarter one?
Obviously, I was just doing trying to recap Q1. And,
spreadsheets? Were there a lot of spreadsheets?
Forecasting for Q2. Dylan, a lot of spreadsheets. I was working my Excel document.
Just once in my life, Dylan, I want to have a meeting where we're not. What if we got an elephant to come into the room? Like,
yes.
You know, I just want a regular meeting one time. I want a regular job meeting.
Real meetings aren't fun. People keep minutes. No, thank you.
Are meetings fun? Do you like the meetings, Cam, that you have?
You know, I enjoy what I do, to be honest. So I never care too much. I never time watch.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it. I find it really interesting. I'm learning a ton with different every meeting I have. So.
So Cam's got a really good job, and he goes all over the place. He's flying to New York tomorrow. You're flying out tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
All right, for a few days at work. So he's able to take, he's getting away to in the nice, relaxing Manhattan to get away from all these dates that Dylan's been piling on. He's had 6 dates so far. And earlier this morning, he offered one rose in the rose ceremony. And Paige gladly accepted the rose. So Paige is now into the finals. He now has one more rose from the first 6 dates. Once he issues this, we, of course, will get see if it is accepted. And then we move on to round two, which is 6 more dates with 6 new people that you can apply for still. Still taking those applications. Are we still getting a bunch of new ones, Dylan?
Yeah, we're up to 205
Wow.
Now.
Okay, so you can still do it at kiss917.com. Dylan will arrange 6 more dates when Cam returns, so dates will be next week.
Yep.
We'll go through the similar process again. He will select 2 from there. They will make the finals. Then he will go on a date with each one of the finalists and then select the love of his life from there.
Very easy.
So when we talked to Paige, Cam, and she, you know, accepted the rose, and she's like, "Yep, I'm happy. I'm good to be in the finals." She to me indicated that she's definitely it. Like she feel like I don't know. I know you're trying to keep this all even keeled, and Dylan doesn't want you talking to them except on the date or communicating with them in any way or saying anything that might give it away on the date. But she gave the impression to me when I heard how she accepted the rose that like it feels like this was quite the connection that you had with her on Saturday.
Wow, I obviously am not privy to how she accepted the rose, obviously. But I'm happy to hear she accepted the rose.
Put it this way, it sounded like she knew the call was coming. She knew the rose, the offering of the rose was happening, and she tried to downplay it. And I found her surprise a little phony.
Oh, like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I found Taylor Swift. Okay, Robbie. You always got to squeeze that
when
in.
When she accepts
an
award.
Yes, I just found like she knew it was coming, and she did a bad job of going, "Oh, really? Yay, I'm so happy."
I can't believe it.
She knew all along it was
might have been a mix of hope
it
was coming.
But it's a good reflection of how good the date was. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I didn't get that feel. I got the feel of that she was just excited to be the one.
Yeah.
That's what I got. I don't know. You're not giving any indication on the date, are you, Cam?
I try not to. Everyone has. I followed the strict, you know, guidelines you've set out, and I have indicated nothing of saying. I guess I'll tune into the radio and hear my thoughts.
There you go. Okay.
And that's what I keep ending the dates on. But obviously, if there is a connection, maybe she felt that more and was tipped off that way. But I really don't know.
Well, I mean, and she was right, right? Like you gave her a rose.
Yeah,
she
was.
There you go. How on earth you can go 3.5 hours without telling somebody I love you is beyond me.
Not everyone.
Okay, so it is time for rose number 2, Cam. Dylan, who is left? Paige got the rose. Abby has bowed out and said she doesn't really feel comfortable doing more of this on the radio, and that's totally fine.
So Jody.
Uh-huh. Race car Jody.
Yeah, Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron was your favorite.
Daddy likes.
Right?
Settle down.
Yep.
There was Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Jessica.
Taylor was the first one. Jody went for the chocolate peanut butter pie, right? Race car Jody?
You got it.
Taylor was the first one. Erica.
She taught music.
Sorry to say arrogant. No, Aaron.
Aaron taught music.
Right.
And Jessica was the early morning Saturday date.
Right. Okay. So there we go. So,
yeah.
Cam, the decision is yours.
Cam, is this is, remember now. Listen, you pick, and then all the other ones go away.
I'm well aware of that. It's honestly, it kept me up at night.
That's the thing, right? Like, if he doesn't know how to contact them.
No, and I feel like there's no wrong choice here. But then there's also, like, I'm evaluating, going, I have to say goodbye to, like, four other amazing women.
Damn. Abby said goodbye to you. Right?
Okay. Sorry, guys. I was trying to play that one up. Yeah, she said, see you later, Cam.
Okay. So, rose number two, Cam, you are offering it to?
Well, rose number two, when I went on the date with this person, I felt like they were unapologetically themselves, which I really like. I like somebody that is authentic. I like somebody that is true. And it was, we really connected over a lot of different things, one being travel specifically. So,
do you think, Cam, the same can be said about you? Were you unapologetically yourself on all of these dates? Hard to do.
Weirdly enough, I'm always unapologetically myself, even on those conference calls.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a burn to bear. It's sometimes seen as a good thing, sometimes seen as a bad thing. But yeah.
Okay.
So I really like that in a woman. So if they would accept this rose, I would like to offer the second rose to Jessica.
Wow.
I knew it.
How did you know it?
I am so in tune. You guys can never tell me I'm wrong ever again.
Somebody also asked Dylan, what if the next six you get are all a bunch of duds?
Mm-hmm.
Can he go back to the other ones?
Oh, no, you can't. You can't go back then.
So they're done.
They're over.
You have to message them that they're...
I know, that's my
You have to say,
morning.
Thanks, but I think you're better as friends with Cam. Is that what you have to do?
Yeah.
Well...
No double dipping.
No, sorry.
None.
And Cam has no way of ever... Like, if he... 8 months from now, he wakes up in the middle of the night and goes, no, Aaron.
He won't.
All right, because you're finding love. I forgot.
He won't. Right, and right, if that right. does happen, I mean, no.
You keep them handy, just in case.
I've got the numbers.
Cam, travel safe. Enjoy your haircut today. We say goodbye to long hair Cam later today. He'll be short hair Cam for round two of the dates. And
yeah, I was going to say, I'm letting the guard just go for it.
Travel safe to New York City, okay?
I appreciate that, guys. Okay. Thank you. We'll
go to Washington Square Park. That's where my ashes are going to be.
Okay. You're going to put your ashes in the park?
Washington Square Park, yeah.
Right.
I don't think you can just put ashes in a park.
No, we will. We'll do it for you.
Yeah.
I'll help you.
All right.
Yeah. I want you to dedicate a bench.
Oh, we will.
Yeah. You can put little plaques, you know, on the bench.
I'll bring a plaque and a screwdriver.
That's what No, you have to. Okay, forget it.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Dylan has everything, like, timed out to the minute for the entire month of March.
She's got to call at 9 o'clock. We got to hurry.
Jessica has a work call in 4 minutes. So it's okay. This will be quick now, okay? Don't worry. Jessica, you can just hang up on us when you need to go, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I don't know. Did you hear the last segment? Probably not. You're at work, right?
Me and my coworkers actually were around my desk listening. So
okay,
we're all,
so you heard her. Yeah. So you heard that, and Megan is very excited because she predicted that you would be one of the finalists from the first round. So
thanks, Megan.
But we don't know if you are yet because, you see, she's got to accept the rose.
Oh, yeah.
So Cam has offered Paige a rose from the first round to go into the finals.
Mm-hmm.
She accepted. And now Cam is offering you a rose from the first round. Jessica.
I'll gladly accept.
Yay! Now, you're not saying that because you just got to get off the phone for a meeting, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Did you know this was coming? You had a good feeling about it?
Well, like, I've been on dates, and I'm like, yeah, it's a yay or nay. Like, I know right away. And mm-hmm. And we had, like, such good, like, banter and, like, such a good conversation. So I kind of had a good feeling that I would go into the next phase.
Okay. All right. Well, you are on the next phase, and we've been discussing what that date should be, because in the finals, so he selected two, Paige and Jessica, and now he'll select two from the next round that Dylan is setting up.
Yes.
And then they all do a date that is, like, the same. So that, you know, I had fun on that date. The date kind of has no bearing on what the results are of the connection.
No.
All right? Mm-hmm. And we've got a few ideas on what the date should be. When I told you one of my ideas, yeah. Dylan went, oh, yeah, that's the one.
I liked it.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
I liked it. I heard another idea yesterday as well. And one of the two, both of them would be brilliant.
Right.
I can't wait to have four of the exact same dates and just let personality shine.
But that's not for a couple weeks now. So, Jessica, just go do your meeting. Have a great day. Thank you very much.
Try not to fall in love in between.
Yes. Yeah. Don't find anybody else. You'll screw everything up, okay?
That's a risk.
All right. See you later, Jessica. So, Jessica has accepted the rose. So, now her and Paige are just sitting there.
Yeah.
You find six more dates.
Yes. Well, now I've let everybody know, and I've got some great responses.
You've let the ones that weren't selected know?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Aaron said, I wish him the best. Thanks for doing all this, and gave a heart to the message.
Sorry, Aaron. I was really pulling for Aaron.
Jody says, oh, my God, I had a wonderful time. Honestly, this took me outside of my comfort zone, which is great. If you guys ever need a new bachelorette, let me know. Yeah. So, I mean, Cam spoke very highly of Jody. She would be someone of interest for us.
Well, that's the other thing is we're getting a lot of people that are like, hey, what about me next time?
Right.
I want to find love.
Yeah, we have lots of that.
Right.
I'll do this again. I like
you'll need a break
this.
For a bit, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Take some time off.
You'll need a full vacation before.
Yes, please.
Okay, so he goes to New York for his work trip for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He's back on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then so the dates start again next week.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.